Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville are Knoxville Schools nurse Donna Flack and Knoxville Hospital and Clinic's Public Relations Director Katrina Nelson. We're going to be talking about the Backpack Buddies program, which is in its second year. Well, Katrina and Donna, thanks a lot for being here today.
Thanks. Thanks for inviting us.
We're talking today about the Backpack Buddies program here in the Knoxville School District that was implemented last year as a partnership between the school district and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. First, can you just kind of recap how the program is organized, what it does, and tell us how you think it went last year overall?
Well, we're pretty excited about it. We had some very positive feedback from our kids. We had one child that shared with us that he was so glad that people cared enough to give food to kids that needed it. So we were pretty pleased to hear that from a child and their feedback. We had good response from the community and their donations. We always want to serve more, so we have decided from 30 students, we are expanding to 50, and we've had good response from families sending back those requests to be a part of our program.
And just as a reminder, the program works as a child and free and reduced lunch gets food for a weekend, basically, for themselves. Is that how it goes?
Yes. The families we classify as food insecure. So they do have to be a free and reduced family, so that application has to be in place with the school district when they apply. We have no idea what the result is of their application. We have to send our requests to the head of food service for her evaluation.
And so then these families receive basically a variety of different foods to give them a balanced diet, kind of keep some of those kids over the weekend eating in a healthy manner. Is that correct?
That is correct. They get a bag full of food, a wide variety of foods, you know, ranging from milk to cereal to puddings to like Chef Boyardee, just a variety of foods to help them get through the weekend.
And it's volunteers that put together the food sacks that run and get the food from the Food Bank of Iowa. Volunteers and donations really help make this program work, as well as Knoxville Hospital and Clinics.
Yes, we have some very faithful volunteers. From Celebrate Church, we have Tom Kading and Bruce Crozier that have donated their time. And also Celebrate has offered their van to bring the food home. We pick up food approximately every 8 to 10 weeks and bring it back and store it. And then Pat McMullen has been one of our strong volunteers that helps keep count of how much food we have. The goal school takes and unloads the truck for us and makes sure that it gets into the storage area, and then Pat makes sure it's accounted for and we are getting what food we need.
And we had some great organizations last year that helped us pack those sacks for those children. And then we have the organizations again this year that have stepped up and expressed interest in helping us as well. So we have great volunteers.
We also have a guidance counselor here at West Elementary, Ruthann Berkman, that gives us great support for ideas of how to get things done, lots of manpower, and she does help with identifying kids that do have a need.
And can you explain the hospital's role in helping get this set up?
You know, we just saw the importance of children having that adequate food to help them get through the weekend. So, you know, we partnered with the school district last year, and it's been a great partnership, something that I, as the hospital, have really enjoyed helping the school with, and we all work really well together.
And Donna, can you talk about why it is so important, what impact that having that food over the weekend can really have on a student's learning ability?
When kids come back on Monday morning and have had a rough weekend, you can tell on Monday they're not ready to learn. So if they have food available to them that can supplement their weekend, they act better, they feel better about themselves, and they're much readier to learn when the week gets started.
And then if they're ready to learn right away, they have a longer time frame too, I imagine, where it doesn't take them 2 days to get back into it.
That's right.
All right. Anything else you guys would like to add about the program?
You know, we've been able to increase from 30 to 50 children this year, which has been fantastic. And that's because of the community support that we received last year. So, you know, we just encourage the community to support us again. And, you know, you can do that as a family, you can do that as a church group, civic organization. You know, if you're interested in, say, sponsoring a child for a month or a year, you know, a month it costs $15 a month, or a year it costs $120 a child a year. So if that sounds like something that you would be interested in assisting with and helping us with, we encourage you to send your donations to Donna Flack at West Elementary.
We do keep track of what our contributions are. All checks need to be made out to the Food Bank of Iowa, because that way they go directly there. We like to keep track, though, so we are doing our part here in the community to serve our students.
All right, well, it's a great program, and hopefully we can get more people involved with it. Thank you, both of you, for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Donna Flack and Katrina Nelson, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella's up next.